News.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Yeah, welcome back to the program again. Another hour, Bucket Strategy Investing. And if you're just joining us for the first time this hour, welcome once, one and all, once more to the program. Special thanks, of course, again to all the folks in Phoenix, Arizona. A nice cozy gathering there with Professor Rick Plum and Chris Lloyd. We should go over this hour some of the stuff that was brought up in that workshop. So if I think of it, and if there's time, we'll do that a little while later on this hour, or maybe sometime tomorrow. Anyway, coming up this hour, more of your questions. We got some emails to get to. We do have all the lines open right now. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. And we're going to start with some emails here while we wait for the folks to call. That number, 877-PLA-NNER. So we'll get started with that. A lot of other stuff on the agenda. We did get to a lot of things last hour and this hour, or I'm sorry, last week as well. A lot of good stuff and some follow-ups on that, if I can find it here. Here it is. The questions on estate planning documents. We had specifically a question on AB trusts, and I'll try to get to that this hour.
Don't see those as much as we used to, but they're
still
out there.
Well, that's the question. Do you still need them?
Potentially, yes.
Yeah, so we'll talk about that. And once again, I think it has to do with some measure of control, right?
Or a large measure of control.
It could very well be. Anyway, and some of the stuff we talked about last week on basis. We'll try to get some of these questions out of the way here coming up this hour. Anyway, you want to talk to us on the air, 877-PLANNER. You want to email us at our website, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. At the link there that says Find Your Answer. We're here, of course, courtesy of the folks at Lucia Capital Group. Professor Plum joins me, and I'm here as well. Those wonderful people. Actually, just talked to some of them down the hall, and they were answering, as you do, Professor Plum, questions from people who just happen to walk by.
It happens.
It does happen every once in a while. And if you've got questions, you can certainly talk to the professor or any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors off the air at 800-644-1150. You don't even have to walk down the hall. You can just give them a call from wherever you are, 800-644-1150. Talk to them about your financial plan. If you don't have a plan, I would suggest you get one. They can help set you up with one. And we've talked before about the merits of having somebody right there to help you out. I mean, I saw this from EBRI. Stress over retirement savings. This was just released today, I think, is when I saw it. It was last week, I guess it was released. Employee Benefit Research Institute, Professor Plum. Many American workers today are feeling stressed about retirement and they're not taking steps to prepare for it. This comes out of the 2017 Retirement Confidence Survey. It was released last week, as I said, by EBRI and then Greenwald and Associates. Those who are feeling stressed have lower levels of retirement confidence and are less likely to feel financially secure. This is the 27th, by the way, annual Retirement Confidence Survey. So they've been doing this for a long time. They canvass current workers and retirees. It's the longest running survey of its kind in the nation. So I put a little weight behind this.
So are the stress levels going up over those 27 years?
I don't have the results from those 27 years, but what I do find is that 3 out of 10 workers report they feel mentally or emotionally stressed about preparing for retirement. In addition, another 3 in 10 say that they worry about their personal finances while at work. Half of those workers believe they would be more productive at work if they didn't spend time worrying.
Okay.
I guess about their retirement.
But some of that could be saying, you know, I would be more productive if you promised me a pension of $10,000 a month.
Well, I don't
Then know I wouldn't have to be stressing about my retirement that I can't afford to save for.
Well, the thing is, if you start, well, I guess what they're saying is that they're not just thinking about their retirement problems at home. They're thinking about them at work.
Oh, yeah. They're thinking about it at work. And so what's the answer to the stress? The answer to the stress is to do something about it. And unfortunately, a lot of people either believe or they truly can't really do much about it, if anything, because they're living so paycheck to paycheck, either because they don't make the income that they need or their expenses because they've gotten their lifestyle out of whack compared to their income needs.
Yep.
Unfortunately, we've seen that where people, it's not an expense problem to them. It's an income problem. They just don't have enough income to support themselves the way they feel that they should be running their life.
There's a line drawn there, too. There can be a line. You see, you can look at it as either the expenses are too high or you can look at it as the income is not high enough.
Right.
And so the question is, well, you know, nobody can have no expenses, I don't think. It's pretty hard.
For most people, they don't necessarily have control over the income. The income is what it is, mm-hmm. unless they can get another job. And if they could have done that, they probably would have done that. It's the expense problem. And the expenses are too high. Now, some people, the expenses are just the expenses and there's no way to cut them. Rent is rent. Mm-hmm. And basic, I mean, they're living paycheck to paycheck. And they're not frivolous. They're not, they don't have the huge car payments, the, you know, the everything going on. They are really cutting back on it. But most people have some room in their expenses. They just don't want to have the room to reduce their expenses.
I can't say I blame them.
Well, yeah.
Necessarily.
So it's just a prioritization issue.
Well, that's it. And so anyway, this is the kind of stuff that you talk to financial advisors about. And believe me, having another person, especially a person who is not connected, you know, to the family can be a big boon. So anyway, 800-644-1150. That's the off-air number. I think I gave it. On the air, 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. We do have, looks like, still three lines open. We've got some folks on hold, so we're going to take the calls right now. 877-752-6637. Plenty to talk about. And we're going to get started this hour with Vicki in Hayward, California. Hi, Vicki.
Hi, thanks so much for taking my call. You guys are great.
Well, thank you. Appreciate the call and the kind words.
I listen to you every day.
Thank you.
I really appreciate your show.
Well, that's nice. How can we help you today?
Well, I actually called a couple months ago. It took me a month and a half to get an appointment with Social Security.
Oh, great.
So I have a little more information now.
All right.
And basically, I meet all the criteria to take my ex-spouse's survivor's benefit. And I took my Social Security at 62. It's been less than a year, so I can actually pay it back if I need to.
Okay, how much is yours?
Okay, so my currently is $1,140.
Okay.
So she said if I switch to his now, he passed away this January. He took his at 62 also, and he died at like 63 and a half.
Oh, sorry.
So she said I could just switch over to his, and it would, I could just switch over to his and get $1,445 a month.
Okay.
Or I could keep mine and take his at 66 and get $1,720 a month. Or I could pay back approximately $10,000 in Social Security, which I can, and take his and let mine grow to the age of 70 and I get $2,000 a month. I don't know which one's the better option.
How long are you going to live?
Well, okay. I thought of this. You're going to ask me this. I'm going to say late 80s.
Okay, then what?
I have good longevity in my family, so.
Well, that's good.
Okay. I would, if you're going to live to the late 80s, hopefully for longer, I would seriously consider paying it back, starting up his now at the 1445. And then waiting on yours to turn into $2,000 at age 70.
Okay, that's what I thought, but I wasn't sure. I wanted to run it by you.
Now you're going to give up
to pay back.
Yeah, you're not going
to
be able to
regroup.
Yeah,
so
you're going to have to recoup that 10 over the years, but it's not going to take that many years with $2,000 a month coming in compared to, you know, $1,300, $1,400, even $1,700 a month coming in to recoup those that $10,000 of out of pocket right now, assuming you have the $10,000 to pay it back with.
Yes, I do, and I don't really need it, so I'm good either way.
Then I would pay back and start it, and basically clean the slate. Now once you pay it back, it's like you've never done it before. You haven't applied for anything. You go in and apply for the $1,445 right now from his benefit, which is more than you were receiving anyway. And then you let yours grow until 70, and you turn yours on at 70, and you turn it up to $2,000 a month for the rest of your life.
Okay, that's actually what Social Security. I know they're not supposed to give advice, but that's what she said she would do.
Nice.
Also.
They did a good job.
I told her I had to run it through you first.
Very wise. They probably said, "Oh yeah, that's probably a very good idea."
Well, if you get the same lady again, you can tell her that she did a very good job.
I will. I hope I do.
Now, beware that when you do change over to the survivor option, your Medicare, well, you're not on Medicare yet, so it doesn't matter. Don't worry about it.
Oh, he was going to have a great piece of advice for you, Vicki, but it doesn't matter.
Not yet.
It could be advice for somebody else, though, that's listening.
Well, it'll be advice for you when you're 70, because when you start up your Medicare at age 65, you'll be actually receiving Medicare from his work record, your late ex-husband's work record. So your Medicare number will be based on his number. But then when you flip over to your own number at age 70, your Medicare number will change to your number. So when you go to the doctor after that, make sure you give them the right number. Otherwise, they'll deny your claim.
That's something I didn't know. So yeah. I can keep that in mind in another 3 years. So
that's it.
Okay.
All right, Vicki.
Thank you so very much.
You're very welcome, and thank you for the kind words. We do appreciate that, and for listening and being a loyal listener all these years. Great questions. We can talk more about this when we come back, why you just told her to do what she should do. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. We do have lines open for you. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum here from Lucia Capital Group. We're taking more of your calls, whatever's on your mind. When we come back, Bucket Strategy Investing.
Lucia Capital Group asked what you feel are your greatest financial fears.
I'm worried about outliving our money.
Another market crash.
Taxes in our retirement.
While we may share concerns about saving, investing, and retiring, we each have a unique financial fingerprint and our own individual concerns.
We always worry about the national economy.
Inflation, healthcare costs.
Because every investor has their own challenges, Lucia Capital Group customizes a strategy for each client that addresses their specific goals and needs. At Lucia Capital Group, we understand fears of outliving your money, market volatility, and inflation. Learn how a bucket strategy can be designed to help address your concerns. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. How has retirement planning changed for a nation of baby boomers? We are a generation that needs to rely on ourselves and take control of our retirement plans. The Employee Benefit Research Institute calculates 28% of all retirees had traditional pensions in 1979. 30 years later, that number dropped to 3%. Just 3% of retirees could rely on pension plans for retirement income. At Lucia Capital Group, we customize retirement strategies for baby boomers, aware of the unique challenges of this generation. You may live 30 years or more in retirement. A Lucia Capital Group bucket strategy is designed to meet the needs boomers have today and the many years you may live in retirement. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click free portfolio review at wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
Who's there?
Fallen off.
Fallen off who?
Fallen off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, You can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-611-2050. That's 800-611-2050.
800-611-2050. Bucket Strategy Investing. I said thanks to all the people in Phoenix who showed up last Saturday at the workshop to see Professor Rick Plum, and as a special treat, Chris Lloyd. You know, I didn't even mention on the way, you know, as we were talking about
others, the local advisor.
Well, I don't want to, you know, force some. I don't want to say someone's going to be there and then have them not be there. But of course, Chris Lloyd,
of course,
is going to show up, and so he did, and had a nice discussion on annuities, which maybe we can cover some of that. Maybe we can cover some of that in a little while. But a reminder that we've got another workshop, and it's just a scant couple of weeks away, which would be, I think, what, a week from Saturday?
Yeah,
in Houston, Texas.
Just under 2 weeks.
Yeah, Houston, Texas, 9 o'clock in the morning at the...
Marriott West Loop.
I'm going to let you say it because I'm going to get it wrong. I keep wanting to say the other Marriott, JW, but it's not.
And I don't know the address off the top of my head, but if you go to wealthed.com, look under live events, it'll give you the actual address.
The actual address, and if you live there, you probably know how to get there. West Loop, it's easy to find. Right near the Galleria, right?
Very near, yes.
Yeah, so you know where it is. Everybody knows where that is in Houston, Texas. It's 9 o'clock in the morning, Saturday, April 8th. You sign up. It's all free. You go to wealthed.com, as Professor Plum just said, wealthed.com, and learn about some of the stuff that Professor's been teaching around the country ever since the start of the year. So we've got that. We also got Santa Clara will happen at the end of April, and then a couple more, assuming we can secure the dates and times in May. Check wealthed.com, wealthed.com. 877-PLANNER, our number, and wealthed.com is where you send us your emails. A couple of short questions from different people on a bunch of different topics. Here's one we don't cover a lot. John in Sun City, West Arizona asks...
Or not happily...
Well, yeah, but he's asking, why are the credit card companies allowed to charge such outrageous interest rates? How come people can pay reduced income tax amounts when they are behind in their payments? That's what the commercials say.
Those are
great
two different
show.
Questions.
Thank you very much. So first of all, on the credit card companies allowing to charge outrageous interest rates, well, because they can. The
and
laws.
Because they've been very good at taking those extra fees that they're receiving in interest rates and buying congressmen to set the usury rate at like 30%. So it's not, you know, outrageous unless it's over 30%.
Yeah, now that sounds cynical, but actually
that is
the truth. If you have enough money, you are able to reach a congressperson, a legislator, and say, here's what we want to have happen. And as soon as they receive said funds, laws get passed in their favor. Now, I think, I believe it used to, what is it now? Like, say 29%?
I think 29.9.
29.9. I remember a time when it was even higher than that. And there are some of these these payday lenders who can charge upwards of 99% interest.
But it's, I mean, they don't call it interest. There's just fees and other things.
Well, they call it an effective interest rate or something.
Yeah,
if you read
know.
The fine print, it can really get bad.
It's all a matter of how they wrote the law, and then some of it may be some unintended consequence because they wrote the law and they allowed an escape hatch or something. But unfortunately, and they changed when the Dodd-Frank went in. It changed how much they could charge. Banks started charging a little bit more, but yeah, that's the way it goes, right, in life in the big city. Now, how can you pay less on your income tax?
Yeah, the other question was, how does it, people can pay reduced income tax amounts when they're behind in their payments? And you do hear this on commercials where they say, hey, I settled. I owed the IRS $85,000, and I settled for 19, or I don't know, whatever.
Whatever the number is, right? Yeah. You know, I paid nothing. And the reality is, the IRS doesn't want to put somebody into prison, into jail, for not paying their credit card debt. They don't want that to completely ruin their life. And there are people who are through, and one of the keys is relatively no fault of their own in a situation where they owe a bunch of taxes. It wasn't fraud. It wasn't malicious that, right. And they are now in a position where there's really no way they're going to be able to ever pay it back. And so the IRS says, well, if you can show us, you prove to us that you can't pay us back, we will take a reduced amount and try to clean the slate. Now, it's not just a one point in time issue either. I remember a couple of years ago, I had talked to somebody who went through this, and they owed quite a bit. And their income, the business failed, and a lot of the taxes that they owed were because of the business from previous years. And when the business failed, there was no way they were going to pay back the hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes that were accumulated. And their income was such, they were retired, it was just never going to be there. And so the IRS said, as long as you never make more than X amount of dollars, they paid like a couple $1,000 up front. And then if they made more than, there's a sliding scale. If you make more than X, then now you're gonna pay some of that back. Yeah. And the higher you make, the more you pay back over time. So
it's a sort of garnishment of wages, but with a limit.
Right. But they're also saying, you know, just because you show that you have no income this year and no assets, by the way, doesn't mean that we're going to forgive it forever. They may look at it over a period of time. And, you know, so that you come back and they'll come back and come to get the tax then. But the whole idea is that they want to, it's kind of like a bankruptcy. You can't just get rid of IRS debt in bankruptcy, but this is a way to get rid of IRS debt by kind of pleading the same issues with the IRS code. Now, if you have assets, if you have means, if you have the income and you just don't want to pay the taxes, you're not going to get the reprieve.
They'll deal with you. And they'll help you out. I'm talking about the IRS. They will do what they can, and they are somewhat kinder and gentler than they used to be in years past.
But if you flaunt your nose at it and you continually don't pay, they have no problem putting you in jail. They've done that with some people, or coming in and going through and confiscating everything in your house.
It's sort of like, you know, when a police officer stops you, if you're nice to them and you know, you kind of say, yeah, I was, you know, not following the law, doesn't mean they won't write you a ticket, but you stand a better chance. But if you're
keep
up there,
your hands on the wheel.
If you're up there and you're pointing your, you know, you're saying,
I pay your salary. You need
right,
to be
exactly. This amendment, yeah. That amendment, and you know, yeah. Prove to me, they're going to be.
You're going to have an issue.
There really are. Now where I find that you know, there's less leeway is with the state tax collectors. The IRS, I mean, federal government, you know.
I've never had to deal with the state.
I haven't either personally, but I know somebody who's got a lot of money who did. It was a year and a half ordeal that cost them, you know, $100,000+ just to defend. And in the end, the state gave up and said, you're right, you're not a resident of California. That's what the argument was. But it was protracted. The states need the money. Federal government doesn't need the money. The states absolutely have to have tax money in order to function.
Yeah, but the IRS does want you to comply with the rules.
So don't think that
they're going to be lenient on you just saying, hey, you don't need the money. Don't worry about it.
Well, you could try that. That isn't going to work.
That could be one of those frivolous cases.
It could very well be. I'd have to look at all of them. There are quite a few of those. I'll try to get to some of those later. But yes, so John, that's what happens. It's these offers in compromise,
right,
is what they're called. Now, you can't just say.
But if they come back at you and they say, you owe a bunch of this money because you have actually, you know, committed fraud, you've lied, you've cheated, you know, they're not going to be as lenient or as nice.
Or you've got the money, you got a good income to pay this, you're just spending it on something else. No. Now, you can set up payments.
Yes.
There's a fee for doing so, I believe, and I know that there's some interest involved. But otherwise, you know, it's not like if you don't have the money, it's not like they're going to make you pay it April 15th or whenever your return is due and then throw you in jail if you can't. Okay, we'll take more of your calls when we come back. 877-PLANNER. Margo, I'm going to get to you next. I think you might have had a Social Security question. Allentown, PA, and a couple others standing by. Still three lines open for you. Grab one of the lines, 877-PLANNER. Give us a call right now with your questions. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. More Bucket Strategy Investing.
How much time do you spend worrying about money? A recent survey by a major investment firm found that on average, investors spend an hour and 20 minutes each day worrying about money. That adds up to 475 hours a year. And what exactly are we stressing about? Respondents to the survey said their top three concerns are a catastrophic event using up their retirement funds, living longer, and their retirement funds not keeping up with inflation. If your financial fears are causing you to worry hundreds of hours each year, spend 1 hour in a complimentary consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor. If you're concerned about outliving your money or the threat of inflation, turn to the experience and guidance of a Lucia Capital Group retirement strategist. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or schedule a consultation by clicking Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
If you've recently left a job or retired, you may have left behind a 401k that you haven't thought about in years. How do you know if that account is still right for your retirement goals? How do you know if the fees are fair? How do you know what an IRA may offer that your old 401k may not? The retirement planning strategist at Lucia Capital Group help you get answers and guidance for your retirement plan. Schedule a rollover review and learn what options may be available for rolling over your 401k. You don't have to make your most important financial decisions through websites and calculators. You can work hand in hand with a Lucia Capital Group advisor who can explain the process to you personally and handle all the paperwork for you. Call for a personalized rollover review, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Any home or business can quickly become infested with mold with the introduction of a water source, like a roof or plumbing leak. When your home, your belongings, or your business becomes damaged, it's not just about cleaning up the mess. It's about reclaiming your life, and that's why you need to call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline. A licensed, fully insured, affordable, non-invasive solution to solving any water and mold problems. Our team of trained specialists are available with 24/7 emergency service. We will quickly evaluate your problem and give you a plan that will guarantee results. Water causes damage and mold can spread throughout your property in as little as 48 to 72 hours and can produce allergens and irritants that have the potential to cause serious health hazards. So don't waste time. Give us a call now. For any water or mold problems, call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline.
Call 800-432-8430 today for a free estimate. That's 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number,
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Bucket Strategy Investing. We're here till the top of the hour. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Some of these emails, we'll get to those. And we got some trivia at the top of the hour, or getting close to that, and what's coming up tomorrow, et cetera, et cetera. So, a bunch of stuff to get to, but your phone calls come first here at 877-PLA-NNER. Let's go next to, as promised, Margo in Allentown, PA. Hello, Margo.
Yes, excuse me. Hello. I have a tax question for Professor.
Yes.
I'd like to know, what is the formula to determine if you have to pay taxes on your Social Security?
Okay. What you do is you look at all the income on the right-hand column, starting from line 7 going down to the line right above Social Security, which I believe is line 20. So you look at the total of all other income sources. You add in any tax-free municipal bond income you have, and then you add into that half of the Social Security that was paid out to you for the year. That's called your modified adjusted gross income, your provisional income. And so that becomes a number of reference. So now we're going to take that number and compare it to a couple of thresholds. Now, the number, are you married or single?
A widow.
Widow, single. So you're going to compare that to $25,000. Is your provisional income over $25,000? Answer is yes. Go to the next question. If your provisional, is it over $34,000? Because there's different formulas for determining what your actual income, how much of your Social Security will be taxable based on where that provisional income falls within or above those two thresholds. If it's under $25,000 as a single individual, none of your Social Security will become taxable. If it's between $25,000 and $34,000, then half of the amount over $25,000 becomes a taxable event. If you're over $34,000, then they start tacking on 85 cents for every dollar plus half of the difference between the first two. So, I mean, it's just a quick formula. Until such time as 85% of your Social Security is actually taxable. Once you get to the 85% level of taxability, then that's as much as you go. And that's what goes into the taxable column of the Social Security line on your tax return, line 21. So it's just a matter of finding out what your provisional income is, comparing it to the two thresholds, applying the appropriate formula for the two different, whether you're above the first but below the second, or above the second, those are the two different areas, and calculating that way. But under no circumstance in today's world is more than 85% of your Social Security taxable.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Did you copy all that? Did you get all that, Margo?
I mean, pretty much. I think I've got it. Okay.
Good, because it will be on the final exam. I'm just telling you. It will be on the final, all right? All right. Margo, thanks for the call.
It's an interesting, when you're between the two thresholds, especially depending on how much Social Security you have, it doesn't seem to be ramping up that quick. I mean, because you're only getting $1 of benefit being taxed for every $2 over it. But once you get past that second threshold, the taxability of your Social Security starts ramping up very quickly, because you're
now you're
85 cents for every dollar over that level you're at.
Oh yeah, and so the amount of Social Security income you have gets covered by that nasty tax pretty quickly.
Now that's not the tax itself. That's just finding out how much of your Social Security benefits that were paid to you will show up in the taxable column that is later taxed after your deductions. And we talked about a single individual, the thresholds being $25,000 and $34,000. For a married couple filing a joint return, the thresholds are $32,000 and $44,000. So if the married couple has that provisional income, modified adjusted gross income, whatever you want to talk about, call it, under $32,000, then none of the Social Security would be taxable.
Right.
But once you get over that $32,000, and remember that $32,000 is not all income. It doesn't include all of your Social Security. It only includes half of your Social Security.
Sort of a bright spot, but not
always. And you, by the way, those numbers have not changed for a long time.
Well, they've never changed. Since they were put into law, the 50% number was put into law, the lower threshold number,
1983,
and the higher one was put in 1993. And they haven't, and there's nothing, and I don't see them ever changing.
Well, because it's done such a good job. I mean, it's just been the economy. The economy's just flourished since people started paying taxes on their Social Security earnings.
And somehow they can keep track of it so well that they can find out how much tax is being generated from those two thresholds, and that amount of tax is actually being credited on the ledger for the Social Security trust fund ledger.
You think people believe that?
Well, it's being credited from an accounting standpoint. We're paying millions and millions of dollars for somebody to keep track of this accounting ledger.
Mm-hmm. It's just a number. I can probably write it on a piece of paper. It means nothing. All right, let's move to Sandy in Michigan. Hello, Sandy.
Hi.
How can we help you today?
Well, I'm thinking about getting a reverse mortgage, and I just wondered how you guys thought about that.
I think that they can be useful for some people. I think so. Tell me how old you are and what's the situation.
I'm 63. I'm on disability. My check covers my bills, but it doesn't cover extras.
Okay, it doesn't cover life. So, what's your house worth?
I need the landscaping done because I'm disabled, and
sure.
I need snow removal done because I'm in the wonderful state of Michigan.
That's true.
So what is the home worth?
The home is worth $180.
Okay, and do you owe any money on it?
I owe $55.
$55?
Yep.
So what the reverse mortgage is going to do more than anything else is get rid of the payment on that mortgage. What is your monthly payment for your mortgage? Not including property taxes or insurance or anything, just the payment on the loan.
I don't know. It's rolled into one.
So how much is the total payment that you're making each month?
$752.
Okay, so probably a good portion, probably two-thirds of that is the actual payment. So maybe $500 a month. Because at your age, you're not going to get much more than the $55,000 as a reverse mortgage. They're not going to give you a $180,000 reverse mortgage. They're going to give you some percentage of it, less than 50. So probably you might get 60 or 70, probably 60-ish. But it would get rid of that monthly payment. And if that monthly payment, if it gives you $6,000 more a year, that could be helpful in meeting the other non-monthly bills that you have, the snow removal in the winter, the landscaping to help bring it up to speed. But they're not going to give you a big lump sum check to do a lot of work.
No, but what I have to do is save that money up.
Yeah, so you can get the things done. So you would reduce your monthly out-of-pocket by whatever your actual payment is. You might have access to $10,000 or so. I probably would keep that as an emergency fund more than anything else. But it would free up money in your budget because you would no longer have a house payment.
Right.
I would go through the numbers. I would talk to somebody about it. But if it gives you the breathing room that's necessary because you can't make it right now, you either move to a place where you don't have snow removal, someplace a little bit warmer, but then the price may be higher, or you do this type of thing.
That's the thing. I've been here for 25 years, and I'm really not crazy about the moving idea.
Okay,
yeah. That could work. I don't know. Would like $500 a month, would not having the mortgage payment, would that help you, or do you need more than that?
No, I mean, that would be huge.
Now, it's not the $700. The $700 is not going away because the property taxes and the insurance is still going to be there. So some of that payment's
right.
going to still be there.
Right.
So
I checked on that. It's like about $200 a month for both.
Right, so about $500 and change.
Your $500 is correct.
So I was pretty close on that.
Isn't there like a fee I have to give the company with the reverse mortgage?
Yeah, there's a fee.
They
build it into the mortgage. So out of your pocket, you may have to come up with $1,000 or something, but they may be able to bury that in the mortgage as well. You've got to pay for appraisal. You got to pay. You actually have to pay for some counseling to somebody to go over it. And at least in California, you do. I think that's a national requirement, but I'm not totally sure.
It's national. I have to pay $120.
Yeah, I was going to say between $100 and $150 for that. But it's most of the fees, other than a couple of ancillary fees like that accounting fee, counseling fee, can be buried in the loan. So you start off with a little bit higher loan than what you, and it'll just reduce the extra amount that they can give you down the line.
Okay, so what if I just go ahead and do it and I'm saving money? I have a 25-year-old car and the car dies.
Well, then you're going to have to use the money. You're
going to have $60,000 to get a new car.
They're not going to give you $60,000.
What equity am I allowed?
At 63, you're probably allowed about 40 to 45% of the value of your house, but the majority of that is going to go to pay off the first mortgage.
Yeah,
a bunch of money out of this.
The issue is because you're young by reverse mortgage standards, Sandy. I got to take a break. If you have some more questions, hold on. We can maybe talk to you on the other side, explain some of this stuff. Just don't have a lot of time to do so. So hold on if you have some more questions. 877-PLANNER, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Coming right back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
The concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes and retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low-interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning? Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-844-3056. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-844-3056. 800-844-3056. That's 800-844-3056.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Cool. 877 Planner, PLANNER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. It is Monday, isn't it? Ah,
good. Yes, it is.
Golly, Miss Molly. All right. Anyway, we're going to take care of everybody who's on hold. 877-PLANNER. We're going to go back here to Sandy in Michigan somewhere. Sandy, you still there?
Yeah.
Okay. I know you have another question, so go ahead.
What you're telling me is with this reverse mortgage, I'll be paying now the property taxes.
Yes.
And the home insurance.
Of course.
Out of my disability check.
Yes.
And the equity I'll get is going to pay off the current mortgage.
Right. And you may get another availability of another $10,000, maybe $15,000. They're not going to give you, you know, all of the money that's in the equity right now. What they're looking at is, they're going to basically create a new first mortgage, and that new first mortgage is going to have an interest rate that accrues, so the loan grows over time. You don't actually make a payment against it. But it is expected to grow faster than the house is expected to appreciate, and the people that are actually putting up the money, the investors behind this, they never want your house to be worth less than the loan, so they don't want that loan to ever catch up to that 180 plus whatever it grows to. So when you're 63, they're not going to give you, you know, that may give you 40-45% of the current value of the house as a loan. So let's say it's 40%, because I can do the math fairly easily. That's $72,000. So they'll give you a loan of $72,000. The first 55 of it is going to be used to wipe out the existing mortgage. That only leaves you another $17,000 of available equity that you can do with as you please. Now, if you don't use that $17,000, it's treated like an equity line in respect. It will grow every year, so it'll go up, and you'll be able to borrow more as time goes on. So that $17,000 portion may grow at 5-7% as available for until you use it. But they're not going to give you $50,000-$60,000 on top of the $55,000 that they're using to pay off the first loan.
Wow.
Yeah, they only have a finite amount of money to work with here. And they don't know, obviously, how long you're going to live, Sandy. So the fact that you're on the younger, you're just over the age where you're allowed to get a reverse mortgage, which I think is 62.
62 is the earliest.
You're 63. So you know, that's part of the issue. I think if you were, you know, 83, you'd probably...
Well, even at 83, they're not going to give you $180,000 worth of value.
I'm saying, but they'll have a little more room.
Well, yeah, because they expect there's less time for the loan to grow and catch up with the house value, so they don't have to have as big of a spread between the two values.
Yeah, that's why, Sandy.
Well, nobody has told me this, and I have talked to so many people.
Well, what have they told you?
Well, nobody brings it makes everybody makes it sound like, you know, because the house is worth $180,000 and they're taking over and paying off the $55,000, that, you know, I'll get tons of equity. Because the person I'm going through knows that I have other debts on the side that are at least $20,000. And Sue's just going along, you know, like, that won't be a problem,
Okay, well, so let's assume, and I don't know the exact values right now as far as, let's assume they'll give you 45% of the current valuation of the house. So let's say the house appraised for $180,000. They'll give you a loan for maybe $81,000. And so that first $81,000 is going to be used to pay off the existing mortgage. They got to pay off the existing mortgage because this becomes a new first mortgage. Now you've got another, if they went that high, $26,000 that you can use in any way you want. So if you take 20 of that and pay off other debts, now you've increased your cash flow nicely by reducing your income or your expenses. You've reduced $500 of your mortgage expense. You don't have to pay that anymore. Whatever the debts, that other $20,000, the payment on that other $20,000 is, you've increased your available cash flow from your check by that because you don't have those expenses anymore. So your cash, it just seems like your cash goes a lot further because you've reduced your expenses by quite a large margin. But at that point, if we took $55,000 out to pay off the first mortgage and $20,000 out to pay other expenses, you've only got another six. So if the car breaks down, you're not going to go out and spend $30,000, $40,000 on a car and get it paid for by this reverse mortgage.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Now, again, we're just using rough numbers here, Sandy. I mean, none of this is exact.
No, I know, but yeah. Obviously $80,000 isn't available to me, and that's the first I've heard that.
And I don't know the exact percentage, but I from what I have heard, it's less than 50%. It's less than 45% when you're 62, 63, 64 years of age.
Yeah, just
pretty sure I'm not going to make it to 93.
Yeah, but they're not going to, and they're not basing it on 93 either. They're probably basing it on age 82, 83.
Yeah.
But even, and so they're, and I don't know, I've never heard of it, but I guess there could be one that says, we'll medical underwrite it.
Well, you never know. I tell you what, hey, Sandy, if you want, you can, best thing to do is check with the bank to get the actual numbers rather than you know, relying on us for our estimated numbers. But this is our best.
Not being professionals in this area, this is our best guess.
Yeah, it is. So if you have any other questions, hold on. I was about out of time here.
Speaking with a 72, 71-year-old the other day who was in the process of doing a reverse mortgage, and they were getting less than 50%.
It's 50% of the
value
of the value. So
the younger you are, the lower the percentage.
Right. So, but it's also depends. Does it not on how much you owe?
Well, no. The how much they will loan to you on a reverse mortgage is based on the value of the house. But now, if I have that $180,000 house and I owe $120,000,
yeah.
Well, they're not going to loan me $120,000. They have to take over as a new first mortgage.
Exactly.
So they have to wipe out the first mortgage. And so if the existing first mortgage is more than they will give you on a reverse, they're not going to do it.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So
now hers will go away, and there will be some extra money,
yeah.
And she can pay down some of these other debts. So her cash flow will increase by $600-$700 a month or something.
Yes.
So she'll have her disability check will go a lot further. And she may be able to save, and so when the car dies, she'll be able to buy another car out of the savings.
Right.
It's not going to put her on easy street by any means.
No, but it does help, and any little bit helps. So it's kind of nice to have these reverse mortgages.
And now you also do have to prove that you can continue to
make the
property tax payments, keep the insurance, and maintain the upkeep on the house.
She mentioned upkeep, landscaping, and all that.
Mm. Yeah, but that had to do, I think, more with changing it to be more accessible for a disability.
Well, that could be. I don't know. We're out of time. If you need the brain trust, talk to Professor Rick Plum or any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors across the country at the off-air number at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. Talk to them. Get a retirement plan. Get your bucket strategy set up, 800-644-1150. For Professor Rick Plum, I'm Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.